Greetings. Welcome to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you early today for a special two-hour version this October 22nd, 2006, coming to you from Campbell Hall on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. This is, of course, the time of year we do our pledge show, and we've really put together a terrific show, I think, for you today. We're going to have John Nichols, who often joins us for Media Matters Pledge Drive shows, joining us for about a half hour today from 12:30 to 1. Then in the second half of the show, during our regularly scheduled hour, Amy Goodman will be joining us for the full hour to talk about her new book, Static, which she wrote with David Goodman, and also just to talk about the state of journalism and media today and why programs like Media Matters and stations like WILL AM 580 are so important. And as I said, it is Pledge Drive, and we've got some fantastic premiums for people who want to pledge, and we need you to pledge. Let me just quickly run through those for you. If you call our number, 244-9455, area code 217, and why don't you do that right now? Call, make your pledge. Then sit back, listen to John Nichols talk about the upcoming elections, listen to Amy Goodman talk about the state of media, and we've got a couple other callers who are going to be calling in to join us, like Jeff Cohen, who's been a recent guest, Janine Jackson from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. Make your pledge right now in the next 5 or 10 minutes before we get the guests starting to come on the air. Then you can sit back, relax, and enjoy the feeling of knowing you've made your contribution to WILL AM 580. And that you've made your contribution to Media Matters to say that this is the sort of radio programming you'd like to keep on the air. And let's talk about what our premium offers are. We have four brand new books, terrific books, that you can get if you pledge to Media Matters to support WILL AM 580. The first book is Static by Amy Goodman and David Goodman, the brand new book. The second book, John Nichols, The Genius of Impeachment. And John was on the air with us just a few weeks ago, talking about this book, and listeners were really turned on by it. It's a wonderful new book on the history and nature of impeachment, why it's in the Constitution, how it's been used historically in the United States. Third book, Cable News Confidential by Jeff Cohen. And Jeff Cohen, of course, also a guest many times on the program. And just a couple weeks ago, his memoir critique of working in cable television news at Fox, at MSNBC, and CNN over the past decade. And finally, the fourth book, Advertising on Trial by Inger Stoll, also a guest on this show just 6 weeks ago or so. Now, if you make a $60 pledge, and I sure hope you will, you get your choice of any of those four books. For $100, you get your choice of two. For $150, your choice of three. And for $200, you get all four of those books, all four of those books. So please do call 244-9455, area code 217. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. Make your pledge right now to Media Matters. We've got a lot of people patiently waiting. Make your call now. Make your pledge and sit back and relax, because we're going to have some terrific guests coming on the air with us very soon. And we've got Janine Jackson will be queuing up to be here in a few minutes to talk to us. And I know you'll want to hear what Janine Jackson from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting has to say. But in the meantime, make that call to 217-244-9455. Make your pledge immediately. Pick one of those four great books for a $60 pledge, two of them for $100, three for $150. And if you're really feeling magnanimous and you really want to support the station and you want to read four fantastic books, I mean great books, make a $200 pledge, and again, 244-9455. Or, you know, you can go to our website for the show. If you just go to UIUC.edu/Media Matters. You'll see the link there that'll tell you all about the four books. You can pledge online. A lot of people are doing that now. And I know we get a lot of listeners to Media Matters now through podcasts who download it off the internet. In fact, the majority of our listeners, I think, qualify for that status, a vast majority even. And, you know, so far, you listeners out there in the ether, you've been relying on the great souls of South Central or Central Illinois, East Central Illinois, to pay your way. They've been supporting the show. They've been supporting WILL-AM, which is the radio station which has graciously sponsored this show and carried it for the last 4.5 years. Now it's your turn to step up to the bat. You've been listening. You're getting the free ride. Please, if you're out there in California or New York or France or wherever you are, go online. Go to will.uiuc.edu/media matters and hit the pledge and make your pledge. Support this show. Keep it going. Give us the resources at Media Matters so we can bring you some of the guests we'd like to bring you, but it's difficult for us to bring. For example, the great European Middle East correspondent Robert Fisk is someone I've wanted to have on the show, or Patrick Coburn, the great correspondent who's been in Baghdad covering Iraq for the British press for the past 3 years. I'd love to get them on the show from either Iraq or from England. It's tough to do that. That's a long-distance call. That requires resources. I can't ask Will to pay for something like that given the budget they face. And I certainly can't ask our guests to foot the bill. We need your support to pay things like the phone bills, to say this is really important for us to get. And the way you show your support is to dial the number 217-244-9455, say, I support Media Matters. I want to get one of those four terrific books, Amy Goodman's new book, John Nichols' new book, Jeff Cohen's new book, Inger Stoll's new book, four terrific books. And as I look up at our scoreboard, Jay Pierce, I see one line lit up. But I see four empty lines. And there are a lot of people who volunteered to come in today to support Will, to make sure we got the funding we need to keep the station on the air, to keep it vibrant and growing and serving this community. How is the pledge drive going so far?
It's been going great. We started out, Bob, this is a shorter pledge drive. We started out with 1 hour on Thursday, and then we're just doing 5 other days. So we'll be done on Tuesday. Instead of doing the 8 days, more programming, less time with us on the air fundraising, and listeners have been responding. We're at about $109,000 right now. Overall goal for the pledge drive, $175,000, and we need to do that by Tuesday night. So we have some ground to cover. That means by the end of the day today, we should be at $125,000 to stay on track.
You know, Jay, one of the things that always strikes me when I look at the research from NPR and for community radio stations is that only about 10% of the regular listeners actually pledge and donate and support the stations. And I think that a lot of listeners don't really quite understand that the way the finances work for a station like Will AM, WILLAM, or for any NPR station or community station, is that listeners really have to put up the majority of the funds for the stations to stay on the air.
This is the largest part of our income. Yeah.
And this is not sort of optional money so you guys can go to Las Vegas on a junket or buy a hot tub and put it in the back room. This is money to pay the electricity bill. This is money to pay core salaries.
Right.
This is really the necessary operating expenses. We rely on the listeners to step up to say this is important for our community to have programming like this.
Well, there's a couple of ways you can do it. I mean, we do get a federal grant. And we do get some money from the state, and the university covers some of our infrastructure costs, of course. But about half the money it takes to run the station comes from listeners. Now, we could run the stripped-down version of an NPR station and carry all of the NPR shows and the NPR newscasts and just come in once in a while and do a newscast or weather, which is what a lot of stations do. In fact, I'd say just about most of the NPR stations do that. But we have chosen at WILL, and we've been able to, because of strong listener support, to build a locally responsive schedule of local information, weather information, agricultural information, and interactive local talk shows that we believe give our listeners access to the same kinds of people, the same kinds of topics that you would get from the nationally syndicated shows. But again, these are put on for our audience on WILL to have access to. There would be no way for us to do Focus 580 and Afternoon Magazine and Keeping the Faith without listener support. There would be absolutely no way that we could be sitting here right now doing this program, Media Matters, were it not for the support of the listeners in this area in Illinois and around the country who listen to it and who value this program. And as you said, download it from the Internet or listen to it streaming on the Internet. All over the place. You know, Bob, you and I have talked. One of our goals is to get this program syndicated nationally.
Definitely.
One of the hurdles we have to get over is who's going to do it.
That's right.
You know, we don't have people sitting here looking for extra work and to do.
I mean, I wish all the listeners of WILL could just come down here, because there's this beautiful building the Campbell family donated some time ago. So they probably think
gorgeous.
Inside, you know, the people are just rolling around in expensive suits and drinking martinis. I'm
not
telling
happening.
You. Jay Pierce is like a manager looking for some yes men. I mean, there are no, like, flunkies here. Jay does everything. Jay is operating the board right now here during the pledge drive. He's here almost 24/7. He manages the station. There's no commercial station of comparative size where you have this sort of situation. When we talk about syndicating the show, it's Jay Pierce who's going to do it. It's not going to be like he's going to hand it off to someone. If he hands it off to someone, the ball drops because there's no one to hand it to.
And we have to do what it takes to get the job done, and we do that because of listener support, Bob. You know, it's not, as you say, it's not like we have Lexuses and Porsches in the driveways and things like that, and we're taking vacations. But that's not why we're in this business.
That's
we're
right.
in this business to make a difference in the community, to make a difference using the media to have a positive impact, not to make a profit. We're not beholden to Wall Street or Madison Avenue or even Capitol Hill, because listeners are the ones who make up the largest, single, most reliable source of income for us. That's how we're able to be an independent voice that reflects the communities that we serve.
I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to a special two-hour version of Media Matters today on WILL AM 580. This is our pledge drive show. We need you to call in, to chip in, to make your pledge of support for this program, for Media Matters, the number 217-244-9455. We have, without question, the finest array of premiums we've ever had in the show. Amy Goodman and David Goodman's brand-new book, Static. John Nichols' brand new book, The Genius of Impeachment, Jeff Cohen's wonderful new book, Cable News Confidential. All these authors have been on the air. Amy's joining us the second hour today to talk about it here at Media Matters. And Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. If you make a $60 pledge, you get your choice of any of these four brand new books. $100 gets you two of the four. $150 gets you three of the four. $200, and please make that pledge, gets you all four. We don't have a single caller calling in right now, which I find very sad. We need your support. This is the show that, you know, we need to generate support to thank WILL for carrying this program, to commend it for showing its commitment to the diverse range of viewpoints in this community and nationally. Make that call now. Relax. Sit back. We're going to have John Nichols joining us at 12:30. We're going to have Amy Goodman here for the full hour from 1 to 2. The more people who call now who make those pledges, the more we can just get down to talking about politics, journalism, and media in the last 90 minutes of the show. But we need to fill up the lines right now. Make that call now. Don't sit around and wait and hear me beg you. Make the call now. Sit back, relax, have a good time. And while you're making the call, we've got a wonderful guest joining us. We've got a couple of guests, and we're going to go right now, first and foremost, Janine Jackson.
Hello.
Janine, thanks so much for your patience, and thank you for joining us today on Media Matters. Janine Jackson, of course, you were our second guest ever in the history of this show 4.5 years ago, Janine.
That's a place of honor.
Well, it is for us, too, and you work at Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and we've had representatives of FAIR on this show so many times, I probably think that you're our co-sponsor. And you recently had your 20th anniversary, I know, in New York just last week, wasn't it?
That's right. A terrific evening with Barbara Ehrenreich and a bunch of other folks. 20 years of media criticism.
Well, you know what we're doing today, because FAIR is always looking to find resources to continue the great work that it does. Today, our job is to try to find the resources to continue the work we do. And one of the things FAIR does is a terrific radio program, Counterspin, which is carried here on WILL AM 580. We're an NPR station, but this is a station that has a commitment to carrying a broader way of programming that's not going to be heard on every NPR station.
Absolutely. Well, this is, I feel very happy to be here because it is a direct connection to my life and my ability to do my job seriously every day. I caught that number as 217-244-9455. I really hope that folks are going to give that a call because it's such a natural. If you're tuning in to listen to Media Matters, that means you're thinking critically about media. I think pretty much everybody is a media critic today. That's anybody, you know, anybody who ever has said, did he really just say that, you know, while they're watching television. We're all media critics, and so we have to recognize that we can't just point out what's wrong with much of the media that we get. It's a part of that is also to encourage the better media, to encourage those media outlets that are doing, as I heard, the local coverage that you are not going to get from anybody else. Part of being a media critic, part of being a media activist is supporting those outlets like WILL. So I think it's a absolute natural for Media Matters listeners and Counterspin listeners to be on the phone, to be really, you know, putting their money where their ideas are and supporting this station.
Janine, thanks so much for calling in today. I know how busy you are. I know you've got a young child and a busy life, and taking time off is a real honor for us here at WILL. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be having you on the show for a full hour, I hope, very soon.
It will be a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye, Janine Jackson. That was Janine Jackson from Fairness in Action Reporting, commending you to do what I hope you all will do and very soon, which is call 217-244-9455. Make your pledge to support WILL AM 580, to support Media Matters, this show. Send the message to not only to WILL, which has gotten that message, but to the entire public broadcasting community, that a diversity of range of viewpoints is something to be rewarded and commended. Local programming is something to be rewarded and commended. And when you make a pledge to Media Matters and WILL, it's not only supporting this station, which has been so generous in spawning local programming, it's also sending a message to the entire NPR community. This is the sort of programming that stations should be turning to as we move forward into the future. More critical programming, programming that reflects the whole range of viewpoints in the community. And we have a tremendous collection of premiums if you make a pledge today. Four terrific new books, and the author of one of those books just happens to be waiting on the lines to join us, Jeff Cohen, author of Cable News Confidential. Jeff Cohen, are you there? Hello, Jeff. I think Jeff was supposed to be here. I think we lost Jeff, unfortunately. Maybe not. We have our producer team at work. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, here I am.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us again on a Sunday. You were our guest just a few weeks ago talking about your terrific new book, Cable News Confidential, which is one of our four premiums today. So if people want to get their hands on it, a $60 pledge at 244-9455, we'll get it. Or you can go to the website to make the pledge at simply go to will.uiuc.edu
/Media Matters. Yeah.
Jeff Cohen, your book's been out a few weeks now. What has the response been so far?
Well, people that are hearing about it are loving it. I mean, there's very few media critics that have got inside the news outlets that they were condemning, and I was able to do that. I described the series of flukes in the book that got me first into CNN and then, believe it or not, Fox News every weekend for 5 years, and then MSNBC before the war broke out, and Phil Donahue and myself and others were sort of locked out of the media system at that point. But it's the book's doing well. It's just not talked about in mainstream media. I haven't been invited once on TV news. I used to be a regular on TV news. I guess they don't like my style of criticism. Thankfully, people who listen to Media Matters and listen to WILL, they can hear this stuff. They can hear about Amy Goodman. But Amy Goodman doesn't get invited in the mainstream media either.
Yeah, Jeff Cohen, we had you on the show to talk about the book. Our listeners loved it. And I'm proud of the fact that an author like you, who spent years working in cable television news, who wrote, I think, one of the most readable, interesting, and provocative books I've ever read about television news in my life, and I've read just about all of them,
yeah.
That it's a statement that you can come on WILL, you can come on Media Matters, have a full hour to talk about your book without, having someone who disagrees with you yell and scream at you and smash you over the head and interrupt you every second sentence, and let callers call in and ask a question that might require a 3 or 4 or 5 minute answer, not a one sentence answer, and you get the time to give it here. That's what makes this station important. That's what makes this show necessary. And that's why we need folks to call in right now. Lines are wide open, 217-244-9455. Make that pledge. Please make it right now for Media Matters, for WILL AM 580. If you do, you can have your choice of four fantastic books for a $60 pledge. If you get two of the books for $100, three for $150, and if you make the lovely $200 pledge, you get all four books. In fact, you come by the station, Jay and I will give you a hug for a $200 pledge. One of the four books is Jeff Cohen's Cable News Confidential. As I said, one of the most readable books, I mean, because it combines a memoir and extraordinary personal stories with a rigorous critique of how news is actually made. I mean, it's a rare book that way. There are very few I've ever read that combine that sort of readable, anecdotal treatment of what it's like to be inside the newsroom with a detached, critical view of how news is generated. Likewise, we have Amy Goodman's brand new book with her brother David Static. We have John Nichols' brand new book, The Genius of Impeachment. John Nichols will be joining us in a few minutes to talk about it, the book, and about politics today. And then we have Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. Please call, make that pledge. The number again, 217-244-9455. Jeff, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to let you get back to your family because I know you've got a Sunday with your kids today. But right now, as you're looking at, what do you think the biggest news story that's going on in the country or the world today that's not being covered is?
I think it's the corruption in Washington. You know, when people hear about it in a 30-second ad from a Democrat, it sounds like just narrow partisanship, and sometimes it is. Mm-hmm. But the cesspool that is Washington is a story. You can get Bill Moyers. He'll cover it on a PBS documentary. No one does it better than Bill Moyers. But you just don't see it. It should be front-page news, should be top of the nightly news, day after day after day, till people get it. You know, there was one of the big lobby interests that represented by Jack Abramoff. They wanted someone fired in the State Department. He called Melman in the White House and got the person fired. It's all now proven through documentation, and I saw it in the L.A. Times and very few other places. So, I mean, there's good journalism in the mainstream media, but it's usually on page 22. That's the importance of your kind of show, Bob. And I don't think people understand how unusual this station is, that an NPR station that's carrying programs like Media Matters and programs like Counterspin, and they're telling you what's being missed in the news, what's being censored in the news, why these stories might be missed because of conglomerate media ownership. This is a very unusual NPR station. A lot of NPR stations are very traditional, they're dominated by the programming out of Washington that isn't always that great from NPR. But this station has got great programs. And to have, I mean, Bob, I spoke at a communications conference on Friday night, and someone came up to me and said, "Oh, I heard a full hour with you." And I said, "Oh, yeah, where?" I said, "Oh, I was listening to Media Matters." And she told me she either heard it on a podcast or she heard it on the web. And I was stunned. This was in upstate New York, and your station's in Illinois.
That's right.
So, I mean, it just shows that if you can get this material out, if you can put it on tape, if you can put it on the web, people will find their way to it. That's why, and the only reason, Bob, that you're able to do what you do is because of the listeners that call in and make these donations. You're not censored by any corporate sponsors because you don't have any. But when I was at MSNBC, I knew what it was like to be suppressed, to be silenced, to be told, no, don't put that person on, he's too controversial. And that's because of corporate ownership and sponsorship. That's why if people give you the money, then they are making it possible for you to be uncensored. Your 1 hour each week can be an uncensored hour, and that's rare in American media today.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jeff Cohen. Jeff Cohen, joining us, the author of the book Cable News Confidential, one of our four terrific premiums for people who make a $60 pledge. And please do call our number, 217-244-9455. Lines are wide open. We need people to call in. You know, Jeff Cohen mentioned how this is a rare station for NPR stations around the country to take the chances it does, to do the array of local programming it does. What's interesting is the evidence is in that this is very popular with the listeners here. WILL AM is tied for third in the ratings in the Champaign-Urbana market. Now, we're not a ratings-driven station here. We're here to serve the public. But it's interesting that the public is responding. But we need people to step up to the plate now because we don't sell that facts to advertisers. We don't turn around and go to a used car lot and say, now we'll sell you access to our listenership for thousands and thousands of dollars. The reason we have your support and your trust is that we don't do that. But that means we need you to step up to the plate in moments like this to make the pledge. Call 217-244-9455. Please make your pledge to support community broadcasting, local broadcasting, to support this show, Media Matters, which couldn't air hardly in any other NPR station in the country. WILL AM 580 has gone to bat for this station, for this program. Now it's your turn to go to bat for WILL AM 580. We have a number of people I would like to thank. We've had 10 callers in, but we've got a long way to go to meet our target. I won't even tell you the target now. It'll get you too depressed. Let's just get a lot of people calling in, then we'll start talking about targets in the second half of the show. But I do want to thank Robert Livingston. I want to thank from San Francisco, Holly Andrews from Charleston, Charles Seagard from Champaign, Ruth, Ruth, I apologize if I mangle your pronunciation here. This is not my strong suit. Ruth Wheaties from Champaign, and Greg Chu. Oh, thank you, Greg Chu, wonderful teacher from Urbana High School, taught my oldest daughter. Thank you all for calling in to support Media Matters, support WILL AM 580. We do need your calls. We have fantastic pledge books. I mean, they're just terrific. Jeff Cohen, who just called, his brand new book, Cable News Confidential. Amy and David Goodman's brand new book, Static. John Nichols' brand new book, The Genius of Impeachment. You've heard about these books on our show. These are the only shows that give these authors an hour to talk about their new books. And Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. We have another caller. I want to go to the lines now. One of our frequent guests here is one of the great journalists in the country today, political columnist Norman Solomon. Norman, welcome to Media Matters.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know the routine today. This is the time we go to our listeners and ask them to support programming like Media Matters on stations like WILL AM 580, because we don't have advertisers, we don't have owners, we don't have any form of support really to speak of, except those people who listen to the show, who say, this is important, this is valuable, I want to keep this sort of programming on the air, I want to keep it being podcast, I want to be able to download it, I'm willing to make a contribution, this has value, and this has value to our country. I mean, you travel around the country a lot, Norman, you're a working journalist. What is your sense of the role of programs like Media Matters?
Well, unfortunately, there's not much of a role on the airwaves right now because it's so extraordinary to have a regular weekly program that goes in depth, not for sound bites or to be cute about it, but to really go under the surface of where media really are these days in our country. And, you know, really, I think WILL-AM may be, in fact, the only station in the country to carry my favorite two media criticism and evaluation shows, and that's Media Matters and Counterspin. Mm-hmm. And it's really not a simple thing for a station to do when it also is providing a lot of programs from NPR that are sometimes subjected to criticism. And yet I think a station has the ultimate strength when it believes not just through rhetoric but through daily airwaves that more speech is the solution to media problems, not less speech, not constriction, not the kind of narrow casting of ideas and information that has a lot of people gritting their teeth and tearing out their hair. You know, it's related to the fact that, as you alluded to a couple of minutes ago, listeners are tired of being sold to advertisers and underwriters. They want to be treated as intelligent, thoughtful people.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Norman Solomon. I know you're busy. It's really an honor to have you join us. And we'll be talking to you soon again on the show, and we'll have a full hour and let you develop some of your work.
Thanks, Bob.
See you, Norman. Yeah. The number, again, we need your support here at Media Matters, here at WILL AM 580, is 217-244-9455. Our lines are wide open. We've got a lot of operators out there. I think they're probably playing cribbage or something, waiting for the phones to ring. We desperately need those calls. This station needs the support. We've got to come up with the funds to stay on there. We rely on listeners now to pay the bulk of our bills. These are for phone bills. These are electricity bills. There are not many people on staff here. They depend on this money as well. We all do. Please, if you've been listening to the show, if you like WILL AM 580, this is your time to step up to the plate and say, yeah, I'm going to support the station. And, you know, this is bizarre. We're offering such great premiums for tremendous books that, I mean, it's not even a pledge unless you give a couple hundred bucks because you're getting these wonderful books in return. A $60 pledge gets you a choice of four fantastic books. John Nichols, The Genius of Impeachment. Amy and David Goodman's brand new book, Static. Jeff Cohen's Cable News Confidential. Inger Stoll's Advertising on Trial. Now, I think a lot of longtime listeners to Media Matters know that probably my best friend in the world, a dear friend of mine, and someone who's been our most common guest and my co-author for three books, who always joins us on Pledge Drive shows, health of wife permitting, is John Nichols. And John Nichols today, to give some sense of his dedication to this program, to WILL AM 580, he's giving a talk this morning at the Wisconsin Book Festival in front of, I think, a few hundred people. Just finished it, and he insisted on leaving the stage while the next speaker was up so he could come talk to us for about a half hour here at Media Matters. John Nichols, you there?
I am, Bob. How are you doing?
God, it sounds like we've got you from a bunker in Berlin in 1939.
I apologize. We're at this event here in Madison on the book on impeachment, and unfortunately we've got it was way bigger than we expected.
How many folks came out, John?
We had over 200 and folks standing outside.
We
had to turn folks away.
Yeah, John Nichols, you were our guest just 2 weeks ago on Media Matters, and we did a full hour on your brand new book, The Genius of Impeachment, a terrific book. And, I mean, how many other stations have given you an hour to talk about your book and let listeners call in and hear what you have to say?
Well, not many at this point, and I'm hoping for more. We really, I think in many ways, this book's power is going to be post November 7th. People are all waiting until the election to see, you know, what Congress can do. But what I say to them is, I don't care what Congress we get. I certainly hope it's a progressive Congress and one that really will make changes. But my bottom line is a much more basic one than that. I think no matter who's in Congress, we as citizens have to start talking about impeachment. And the point of this book is to show people how to do it. Not that people don't know. Many people are much smarter than I. But most folks aren't aware of really the genius of impeachment, the fact that it was given to us by the founders with the intent to empower us to remove an executive who was abusing his office. I mean, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, and we don't have to come up with articles of impeachment. They're already there. John Conyers and others have put them forward. We know what George Bush has done wrong. What we need to know is that we have the power to hold him to account, and that's what this book is all about.
And again, if someone wants to see this book, the best way to get it right now is to make your pledge to WILL AM580. Make your pledge to Media Matters. Call 217-244-9455. My name's Bob McChesney. I'm the host of Media Matters. We're doing a special two-hour version today because it is pledge drive. So if you called in looking for On the Media, they'll be back next week. They've graciously lent us this hour so we can raise money to support WILL AM580. John Nichols, our guest on the phone right now, is the author of the brand-new book, The Genius of Impeachment. We talked about it for a full hour just 2 weeks ago on Media Matters. He's back to help us raise money today because he knows that stations like WILL AM580 and programs like Media Matters are the key to getting ideas like his out, get them in circulation, get them heard, and let them get a fair hearing. The number 217-244-9455. We have three other books besides The Genius of Impeachment that you can get for a $60 pledge. Amy Goodman's new book with her brother David Goodman, Static, is one of those books. Jeff Cohen, who you just heard, Cable News Confidential, is another one. And Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. $60 gets you your choice of those four. $100 gets you two of the four. $150 gets you three of the four. $200, and I love you if you make that $200 pledge. We love you here at WILL. Gets you all four books. And if you're in proximity of Campbell Hall, drive by Jay Pearson. I'll give you a hug. But you got to get here by 2:15. John Nichols would hug you, but he's up in Madison.
I'd hug him, and I would be absolutely delighted to be there. You know, these WILL fundraisers are so very important, and they're especially important now. We're about to have radical changes in the makeup of our Congress. We might even have a Congress that could entertain the issue of impeachment. But that issue will not rise. We will not reach that moment unless we have a media that informs people about these issues. And this program, Media Matters, has done a better job of that than any program I know. Literally, you're my friend, Bob, and so I'm supposed to say that, but it goes much deeper than that. I honestly believe that this program is essential media in this country. People all over the country listen to it, they tune in, and the fact of the matter is it's done with a very low budget, but the support that comes to this program from its listeners allows it to be a revolutionary program, one that really has a profound impact. So I'm delighted to be a part of this and very encouraging.
Thank you, John Nichols, our guest again today. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters, the special two-hour version on WILL AM 580. Today is Pledge Drive Day. We need your support. Now, if you're one of those listeners who's not in the local area, who can't make a phone call in, go online. All you have to do is go to will.uiuc.edu/Media Matters. will.uiuc.edu/Media Matters. You can pledge online. You can see write-ups on all four of the books online. So you can sort of hunt and peck and pick whatever book appeals to you. But I'm here to tell you all four of these books, I've read all four. They're fantastic. There's not a clunker in the group. This is one of the best collections. I'd pledge $200 just to get these four books. I'd pledge $400 and then have some presents for Christmas. But please do call in 217-244-9455. Already 700 listeners have contributed to a total of $110,000 since we started on Thursday. Jay Pierce, station manager, just said the goal now is to make it $800. So we have the goalpost of getting pushed back. But that's the job of Media Matters. That's our listeners. We're going to say this is the sort of radio we want more of. We want to support it. We want to continue it. We appreciate the fact that this station serves this community so well. John Nichols, one thing you might not know, you just got on the air, but the most recent statistics came out and showed that WILL is tied for third overall in listenership in the Champaign-Urbana area.
That is fantastic, and I think that this show's got to be an essential part of it. And I look, you and I have been doing this for a very long time and encouraging people to call in and be a part of it. But I actually think that as strong as it is now, it's going to get stronger. So much of our media fails to cover the fundamental issues of the moment. We're coming into a period after this election that's going to be the most exciting period in recent American history. And I think that it's not going to be well covered by a lot of the mainstream media. So people need to give. People need to give now to help make WILL the success it should be, of course, but also to give it the resources, give it the tools it needs to address this moment. And it's going to require more. There's going to have to be more reporting, more journalism, more talk shows like this, more dialogue about fundamental issues. I believe that we are entering an impeachment moment. I think that we are coming toward a time when there will be an honest dialogue in this country about whether to remove the President of the United States for high crimes and misdemeanors. That's what I write about in the book. But I don't think that moment will be fully realized unless we have a media that informs people about both the need to hold George Bush to account, but also the fact that this tool, this power, is one that we've had for a very, very long time, given us by our founders, not to be seen as a constitutional crisis, but as the cure for a constitutional crisis. So I'm very excited about the moment that we're in, but I also know that unless we engage with our media at this point, unless we give media what it needs, resource-wise, the independent progressive media like WILL, we're not going to see this moment through to the potentially redemptive point it could get to.
Again, you're listening to Media Matters. This is Pledge Drive Day here at WILL AM 580. The voice you've just been listening to is John Nichols. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. Jay Pierce at the controls with me, the station manager. We need you to call in and make the pledge today, 217-244-9455. We've got Amy Goodman joining us for the second half of the show, our standard hour from 1:06 to 2 p.m. today. Make your pledge now. Sit back, relax, and let's let Amy Goodman give her take on what's taking place in the news and politics and journalism today. John Nichols, you cover electoral politics for The Nation magazine, among other beats that you have, and you cover it, in my view, as well as anyone does. You know, and a lot of the coverage we see in the mainstream news media, the commercial news media, the news media Jeff Cohen writes about, is sort of horse race spin journalism. It's basically assessing the ads of the various candidates and not whether they're true or false as much as whether they're working, whether the spin is being successful.
Sure.
What do you think the real story of these elections, this congressional election season is that's sort of being not talked about enough?
I think the real story is that your grandmother was right when she told you that you can only get away with a lie for so long. That's the truth. You can only get away with a lie for so long. This Bush presidency has been grounded in lies and in deceit to the American people. And I think we are reaching a point where there's a fundamental questioning of what the president's doing and how he's doing it. And it's coming out in different ways. Even evangelical Christians are beginning to question these Republicans are their friends.
John, you seem to have an audience applauding you in the background as you're talking.
I do. In fact, I'm going to turn you over right now to Adam Benedetto.
Okay.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Adam Benedetto. Welcome to WILL AM 580.
Hi. We have quite an event going on down here.
You're talking from Madison, Wisconsin.
As always with John, anytime there's a crowd of people talking about democracy, there's a problem with fire hazards. There's a packed house here.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Thanks so much for calling, getting on the line, Adam Benedetto, who is a cohort of John Nichols up in Madison. And while you're listening to us chatter here, please make the phone call to make your pledge right now to WILL AM 580, 217-244-9455, or go online if you're one of the thousands of people who listen to the podcast or who download it. Go to willpledged.org, or better yet, go to WILL.UIUC.edu, that's the university's website for the station, /Media Matters, and you'll see a link right there that'll show you the four books that you can get if you make the $60 pledge. John Nichols' wonderful new book, The Genius of Impeachment, Jeff Cohen's new book, Cable News Confidential, Amy Goodman and David Goodman's brand new book, Static. Amy's going to be joining us for the second hour of the show, our standard hour from 1 to 2, and then Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. You can get any of those books for $60, 2 for $100, 3 for $150, all four for $200. If you get all four and get over to the station before 2 o'clock, you'll get a hug from Jay Pierce and or Bob McChesney. Whatever you want, but we do need your support. Only 10% of the people who listen to WILL, who listen to Media Matters, make support of WILL. And that's really not acceptable. It would be one thing if we were getting a lot of money from some other source. There is no other source. You are the source. You are what gives us the independence, the ability to have John Nichols on to say what he just said. If John Nichols said what he just said about impeachment and about the justification for it and the logic of it and the rationality of it on an MSNBC, on a CNN, on a Fox News, there would be hell to pay for John Nichols. There would be hell to pay for anyone because that would be considered such an outrageous thing that sponsors would be concerned, as Jeff Cohn chronicles in his book Cable News Confidential. Politicians would be yelling and screaming. Regulators would be jumping up and down. We have the independence to do that because you call in and say, no, we want to hear this. We want unvarnished information. We want real debate. We want real discussion. But that only comes when we have the support to do it, when we have the staff here, when we can pay the electric bill, the phone bill, when we can get people on the air with us and know they have an audience like we're able to deliver. And that means you have to step up now and make your pledge to support WILL AM 580 right here, 217-244-9455. Our lines, unfortunately, remain open. We've got a goal now that Jay Pierce at the station has given us to get up to 800 supporters. They started the day, started the show at 700, so they're trying to get 100 people to come in to support us. We do need your support. John, are you back?
No, it's still me.
Still Adam. You. Where did John go, Adam?
He's introducing Gary Hart right now.
Gary Hart. Well, you know, I think we ought to get Gary on the line. But I guess Gary's probably busy talking about his new book. You know, Adam, I'm going to thank you very much for joining us, and I'm going to head back to our studio right now and find out how we're doing the pledge drive, okay? Well, thank you very much, Adam.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. That was Adam Benedetto joining us, a friend of John Nichols. John Nichols had to go introduce Gary Hart. I mean, to give a sense of just how important this issue is to John Nichols, my dear friend who's always on the air with us, he literally is at a big event with hundreds of people. It's packing the room in Madison, Wisconsin. And he left after he gave his talk, and he's supposed to introduce the next speaker. So he had come on the air with us for 10 minutes to talk about how important it is to support a station like this, because we're the only station that's given him an hour to talk about his new book, a bestseller, The Genius of Impeachment. It's an off-limits book right now on MSNBC, on CNN. Stations that have him on periodically to talk about politics, so this book is simply too hot to handle. We had him on for a full hour. That's the sort of station we are, but we can't do things like that without your support. WILL AM 580 is going to take heat for having shows like that. Good journalism always generates heat. You're not doing good journalism if everyone loves you. And to support it, you've got to come up and say, this is important to us. We're going to go to bat. We're going to cover your backside, Jay Pierce. You keep programs like this on the air. You keep doing stuff like John Nichols. And the way you make that show your support is to make your pledge. Today is one of the two times a year we come before you and ask you to show your support for the station at 217-244-9455. Or if you're listening online or to a podcast, go to the UIUC website, which is simply will.uiuc.edu/mediamatters. You see the link there. You see the four terrific books we're offering as premiums. You take your choice. Amy Goodman's going to be joining us in the second hour of the show. One of our premiums is Amy's new book with her brother David called Static. The other one is John Nichols' terrific book, The Genius of Impeachment. Jeff Cohen's brand new book is going to be one of our books that's offered as a premium too. Cable News Confidential and Inger Stoll's book, Advertising on Trial. Interesting, all four of those authors been on this program to discuss their book. Full hour, uninterrupted, uncensored, an opportunity for the listeners, not only here in East Central Illinois in Champaign County and Urbana-Champaign, but really thanks to the internet and podcasting available all across the world. But to do this sort of programming, to build this sort of culture, to build this sort of climate requires support. It's just simply that simple. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, the money doesn't rain down out of the sky. We need people who listen to say, this is important to me.
It'd be nice if I could find that rain cloud.
It certainly would. And we've got a few people I want to thank, but we know the lines still are open. Beth Stratford from Champaign, thank you very much. Harry Skinner from Danville. Susan Sharp from Marshall, thank you very much, Susan. Daryl Sweeney from Champaign. Lee and P.G. Springer from Urbana, beautiful Urbana, my hometown. Maria Ryan from Urbana. Urbana's doing well. Judith Robinson. We got an Indiana here. We've got Ron Engel from Terre Haute, just across the border there. That's on the banks of the Wabash, isn't
it?
Yep. Wabash River. And Leah Woods, thank you so much, Leah, from Bloomington. And I assume that's Bloomington in our fair state of Illinois. I don't think
it could be Indiana. Yeah, we have some listeners in Bloomington, Indiana, too, as an alternative to the station there. But, you know, Bob, you're mentioning this about censorship and this and that. That's not our role. Our role here, and we provide a variety of viewpoints, and we do get accused of being one side or the other, and we get accused of this and that. But the point of WILL, I believe, is that we are here to present as many viewpoints as we can. We don't tell you which one to subscribe to. We don't tell you which one to believe. We're not forcing our opinions down your throat and saying this is the gospel, this is the drumbeat, you must believe this, you must respond to this. But if we're to have a society of intelligent people who can make up their own minds on issues, there must be enough information out there about these issues for people to use to make up their minds and make intelligent decisions, especially during an election time. That's our role. That's why we present a variety of viewpoints throughout the course of a week and a month and a year here on WILL Radio. You take the information and do what you want with it, but we don't feel like it's our place to censor the information just because somebody is going to say, that's not what I believe, you shouldn't have that. And we do have people. I have people who call me up and say, you know, you're a government-supported radio station. My tax dollars are going to support you. I don't appreciate the fact that you guys promote X, Y, or Z. And I say, well, first of all, we don't promote it. That's not our job. We're making the information available. If you disagree with the information, fine. Somebody disagrees with the information that you would rather have on the station. And the information that you would rather have on the station is probably on the station at some other point in the schedule than Media Matters or Focus 580 or whatever. We cover the bases. I guess, you know, it's like there is a news network that says we report, you decide. I guess that's what we do.
Well, but the secret to that is that you have to decide what to report. And so that's the crucial thing. And any station has the control over what range of viewpoints it offers. And WILL AM 580 has made a commitment to having a broader range than most stations have in the commercial dial and even on the NPR dial. And that's commendable. It opens it up. It broadens it. It doesn't just move it one direction or the other. Mm-hmm. And I think people like that. It's why this station's so popular. It's why this show's done well. But the fact of the matter is the way this survives is that listeners support it.
That's the only way it can.
The only way. The state support, the government support is plummeting. You know, we still don't know what our status is of the budget with Illinois. That's still to be determined. Mm-hmm. But it certainly isn't going to cover the bills. We need listeners who enjoy the program and say, yeah, we want to keep this advertising free. We don't want to have Bob McChesney out there talking to used car dealers, getting them to sponsor the show so we can have, you know, Amy Goodman call in. Because if that happens, it's probably not going to be Amy Goodman I'm going to talk to. It's probably going to be Ann Coulter or someone the used car dealer likes or whoever it might be. But this way, it's a direct relationship. Listeners, guest, host, without any mediary. But it depends entirely upon listeners supporting
listeners keep
the show.
It independent. That's
keeping us independent. And that means you've got to call in right now. Our lines are open, 217-244-9455. In the second half of the show, at 1:06, we're going to be joined by Amy Goodman for the full hour to talk about her brand new book, Static, which she wrote with her brother, David Goodman. That's one of our pledge premiums that we have. We have the best list of pledge premiums, Jay Pierce, we've ever had in the show. And one of the reasons is this. You'll notice that all four of the books that are pledge premiums were guests recently on this program. And I think the authors were so delighted to have a chance to talk about their books, wonderful books. They said, well, these listeners like this topic. Let's let them use these mm-hmm. books as a premium. So we've got Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial, Jeff Cohen's new book, Cable News Confidential, John Nichols' brand new book, The Genius of Impeachment, and then Amy Goodman and David Goodman's brand new book, Static, New York Times bestseller mm-hmm. right now. $60 pledge gives you your choice of those four, $100, two of the four, $153 of the four, a $200 pledge, and please make a $200 pledge if you can afford it. I know not everyone can. I know that's a lot of money for some folks. Give whatever you can. But if you can afford $200, if you can sort of step up and say, okay, I know other people can't pay this much, so I'm going to pay a little extra to cover those people who listen to the show, appreciate it, but might not have the means, might not have the ability right now to make that sort of payment. Give the $200 pledge. You'll get all four books. We desperately need people to call in to make their support. And I've got a special message just came in from the Pledge Central desk that Judith Robinson, who we've already thanked, but I didn't get her hometown, could you please call back? Apparently they need some more information from you. So Judith Robinson, please call back. And there's plenty of room on the phone line, so no one has to worry about crowding Judith out. The number here, 217-244-9455. Please call. Please make that $60 pledge. We've got a target here to get up to 800 callers total for the pledge drive. We started the show at 700. That means we need to get 100. So far, we've got 24, which means in a little over an hour, we've got to rack up 76. That's more than one a minute. We've got Amy Goodman joining us in the second hour of the show today. Amy Goodman, one of the real heroes of independent media in this country, co-author with David Goodman of the new book, Static. She wanted to be on the Pledge Drive show. She knows how important listener support is. Her career, her journalism has been built on listener and viewer support of the work, direct support from the people who participate in the shows. She knows that if you just go from 10% of the people listening to a show, sponsoring it, giving a support, making a pledge, to 12%. That's the difference between having another staff person. Mm-hmm. It's that, you know, we have a lot of people who listen, but if they don't pledge, we don't get the benefits of it. But if the, instead of having 10% of Media Matters listeners give a $60 pledge, we had 12%. Well, we've got thousands and thousands of listeners. That's enough money to get an assistant, an aide to work with Jay Pierce, to work in the station, or another producer maybe on the station to do more local programming.
Another reporter.
Another reporter covering the community. That's what this money goes for. This money goes for essentials. It doesn't go for jacuzzi. There's not a single jacuzzi connected to WILL. There's not a single business junket to Las Vegas that involves martinis. None of that stuff. This goes directly to pay for the core expenses here at WILL. The number 217-244-9455. I wish folks would call in right now, make your pledge. So then in the second hour of the show, when Amy Goodman's on, Amy and I can talk about journalism, news, politics, all the stuff that you're interested in, why you listen to Media Matters. And we can spend less time me trying to shake you down. But I need your money. I need your support right now. That's what this show is about. We've got a handful of people I would like to thank again who've been very generous to call 244-9455 and make their pledge. I don't know what books they're looking for, but they're terrific books, all four of them. Matthew Murray and Carol Inskeep from Urbana, thank you so much. Good friends of the station and good friends of this show. Dwayne Berggren and Barbara Wysocki, also from Urbana. I tell you, Urbana is winning. I'm proud of my town here. Gary Olson and Claudia Reich, also from Urbana. Okay, here we've got a vote from down south, from eastern Illinois country. Richard Wandling from Charleston, Illinois. Thank you. Ken Mangum, another Urbanan. I tell you, Urbana is winning the heavyweight title today for Media Matters and Will Support. David Griffiths from Champaign. I mean, Champaign's twice the population of Urbana, and has like half the supporters. Come on, Champaign. And Daniel James, another Urbanan. Thank you so much, Urbana. Glad I live over there. It's a wonderful town. You know, one of the nice things about doing this show, Jay, and I suspect you have the same thing, is you have a very recognizable voice. And you know, I'm shopping. I'm over at Strawberry Fields or at the supermarket or at a restaurant, and people will hear my voice and they'll say, "Oh, you bought Bob McChesney." And I say, and they'll give me ideas for shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And I bet half our guests come from people giving us ideas, myself or our producer, Andrew Boyle. That's the way this sort of works. So people emailing ideas to us. At least half our shows come that way.
And it's an interactive thing, you know, in this world of internet messaging and blogs and all of this that's erupted over the last like 5 years or so and really caught fire. This radio station has been interactive for decades, and that's basically the way it goes. Whatever the platform is that we're out on, whether it's podcasting or streaming or, you know, whether they're on the blogs or the websites or whatever, it's all about getting the message out, being interactive, talking about it. It's dialogue. When you isolate yourself and you don't talk about issues with each other, that's when the problems happen. That's when the misinformation happens. Mm-hmm. That's when it becomes a matter of people making their own uninformed, isolated, disconnected opinions and getting mad about things, and when you open up and you start talking about them and you get greater understanding about things, and that's when it happens, and that's what WILO is committed to. We are committed to, with your contributions, making a positive difference in all of the communities that we serve, whether it be online or on the air or via a podcast. Making a positive difference takes a discourse. It takes the information. It takes talking about it. It takes sharing ideas. This is like, I think sometimes when I listen to the radio station and the talk shows and the ability of people to call in and converse with each other about important issues, it's kind of like a big electronic town hall. And I think sometimes, you know, that is the most effective way to get things done. We can reach people with the mediums, the media that we use, but it's the content. It's what we're talking about.
Right.
It's getting people involved.
And you know, Jay Pierce, at WILL AM580, it's not just Media Matters. I remember when I was living in Madison before I moved here, years before I did this show, I was a guest on David Inge's Focus 580, and I was struck at how much time he gave me to give an answer without like yelling at me or interrupting me, and how callers were given time to ask their questions. And this is unusual, even for an NPR station, for a call-in station and a non-commercial station, to get this sort of liberty, to have that much respect for your listeners and your guests, to let them really talk to each other. And that's the sort of radio we're working on, WILL AM580, but to do it requires support. And we have wonderful support. People love the station, we know that, but we need their support financially. financially too. And a couple times a year, we step forward. Media Matters says, we need you to show your support for this type of radio broadcasting. And you have to call 217-244-9455. We have wonderful pledge books. I've been talking about them. In the second hour of the show, we're going to have Amy Goodman joining us on the air to talk about her new book, Static, which she co-authored with David Goodman. And you could, that's one of our pledge gifts for a $60 pledge, along with Jeff Cohen's new book, Cable News Confidential, along with John Nichols' new book, The Genius of Impeachment, along with Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. You can get one of those books for $60, two for $100, three for $150, all four for $200. So please make your call, or you can go online. And those of you who are listening to podcasts, who are downloading it, we know there are lots of you. In fact, more people listening to us through the internet now than there are who listen to us over the air right here in our community. You know, you guys have been getting a free ride thanks to my good friends mostly in Urbana and Farina. Where's Farina, by the way? I haven't called in yet. You guys have been getting a free ride so far. You've got to step up to the plate, too. Now, Robert Livingston out in San Francisco, bless his soul, he did that. But we still have yet to hear from our national and international community. You can go online to will.uiuc.edu/Media Matters. Click right there, and you'll be able to make your pledge, pick one of those four books. Again, a $60 pledge it gets you one of the four books. $200 gets you all four. I think that's the smart play. We know you might not have the money. Give whatever you can. Just show your support. Even if it's $5, that's all you've got. Just say, look, I want to stand up and be counted. They don't give us targets in terms of money here. They give them in terms of callers. The thing is to show how many people in the community are going to stand up and say, this is a show that's important to me. They don't say, Bob, I want, you know, we need $20,000. They say we want 100 callers. And if it's $100 from 100 callers, that's all they can afford, that's fine. They just want to show the support here. So we need people to do that. Now, one of the things we have at Media Matters that we've introduced a couple of years ago, it was a new weekly program on media policy news called Media Minutes. It runs every week for 5 minutes. It's done by John Anderson. A lot of you know who he is. Terrific journalist. He's been covering the beat. And it really does a wonderful job of updating what's going on in the nation in terms of media policy. We're going to go to it right now in a couple seconds. But before we do, while you're listening to Media Matters, don't just get up and make a peanut butter sandwich. I want you to get to the phone, call 217-244-9455, make that $60 pledge. Then when you come back, we're going to have Amy Goodman on the line, and you can sit back, relax, guilt-free, and enjoy Amy Goodman. Greetings. Welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you on WILL AM 580 from beautiful Urbana, Illinois. It's a beautiful day today, a lovely autumn day. We're coming to you live. This is, of course, Pledge Drive Week for us, or Pledge Drive Sunday here at WILL, here at Media Matters. We need folks to support us, to call in, to show their support for the sort of radio programming we do at this station, and specifically right now on this show, Media Matters. And joining us for the second hour of the show, our standard hour, 1 to 2 p.m., is probably one of the truly outstanding broadcast journalists in the United States today, someone who's been a great friend of this show and is well-known, I think, to all of you, probably the most requested guest we ever have here at the program, Amy Goodman from Democracy Now. Amy, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, Bob.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Well, I am at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix, Arizona. I just flew in from San Francisco, and I just got into San Francisco yesterday from San Antonio, Texas. But we're on a 80-city Breaking the Sound Barrier tour, celebrating media like yours that breaks the sound barrier.
Well, Amy Goodman, I know how busy you are because I know, you know, we've worked together and I've worked with your staff. And so it's really an honor for you to be willing to take an hour during our pledge week of your time, knowing how busy you are, to join us to talk about the importance of a show like Media Matters of WIL AM 580. And as you know, one of our pledge items or pledge gifts that we have, premiums this week for this year, is your new book with David Goodman, Static. Which I've had the privilege to read, and I think anyone who's interested in politics and media, this is a must-read. How has the response to the book been so far?
Oh, well, it's really been incredible. I'm going to be speaking here just after I get off with you. Interestingly, tomorrow night, Barack Obama will be here. But on the book, it's hit number 8 on the new New York Times list. It's the New York Times political bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really significant. It's been the top book on its mass media, on Amazon's mass media list for a while. But why it matters is because, well, one of the things we do is we critique the New York Times. And so when people who read the Times see this on the list, it makes an enormous difference. I think it's very important that they get access to a critique of the Times. But more than that, you talk a lot about media consolidation. And on this book tour, I have really come to appreciate independent bookstores all over the country. And the non-independents often will just stock the New York Times bestsellers. And that means good people who go into these stores don't get access to that whole universe of independent ideas unless it gets on the list. So it's really important that we break through in every which way, because I think people across the political spectrum deeply care about having independent media, having, you know, a radio station that's not owned by the same owner as the television station, not owned by the same owner as the newspaper in a town. It just threatens democracy.
You know, Amy Goodman, here at WILL, I've just discovered that this program, Media Matters, is the number one rated show for our time slot in our market.
Wow.
Yeah, which, you know, I think what it says, and I think your experience at Democracy Now! Is similar to that. What it says is that this is not sort of this. What is the mainstream? I mean, what, you know, what is the stuff people are really interested in? Your show has done phenomenally well, Democracy Now! I mean, your audience has exploded in the past 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're also part of this 80-city tour is celebrating 10 years of Democracy Now! And we went on in 1996 in the first daily election show in public broadcasting during that presidential race. We were going to end in November, but there was more demand for it after than before. I think just because we focus on grassroots voices around the country, and it just grew. And then 5 years later, right around September 2001, we started on television, and then it just took off. And now we're broadcasting on 500 television and radio stations around the country, Pacifica stations, increasingly on NPR stations, on low-power FM stations, on public access TV stations, and on increasingly on PBS stations and on the two TV satellite networks, Dish Networks, Free Speech TV, which is 9415, Link TV, 9410, and that's also on DirecTV, Channel 375, and podcasting at democracynow.org. But, I mean, it makes such a difference to build independent media, to cross the different platforms. And I think that's what, you know, as we look at media consolidation issues, when we look at the telecoms and the telephone companies and the cable companies writing legislation in Washington, they're trying to privatize the whole thing, get rid of public access, privatize the internet. And it's very important we all work together in every different medium to preserve this for a democratic society. We have to have a common ground where we can all have these discussions that provides a level playing field. Doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or no money, we can talk to each other. And these different media forums are the place to do it.
Our guest today on Media Matters is Amy Goodman, who you've just been listening to. Amy Goodman, the host of Democracy Now!, the co-author of the new book with David Goodman, Static: Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. This is the Pledge Drive Week here at WILL AM 580 for Media Matters 2. We need all of you who are listening right now. If you haven't called in and made your pledge in the last hour, call right now. Call 217-244-9455. Please make your $60 pledge if you can. And if you do, you'll have a choice of four terrific books as your premium, including Amy Goodman and David Goodman's Static, also including John Nichols, The Genius of Impeachment, or Jeff Cohen's Cable News Confidential, or Inger Stoll's Advertising on Trial. Your choice of the four for $60, two of the four for $100, three of the four for $150, and a grand slam over the fence, 560 feet, bottom of the ninth, game winner, seventh game, $200 gets you all four books.
Wow.
And, yeah, is that a deal or is that a deal?
That's very good.
And, you know, we know not everyone can give $200. We know some people can't afford $60. And the great thing about WILL AM 580 is when they catalog how well a show does in terms of support, they never look at the dollars. They look at callers. So you just call in and say, look, I can't afford $60. I can only afford $20 or $25. They count that just the same sort of the tally as if you gave $100. Call and give what you can, whatever, just stepping forward and saying, I'm part of this community, I support this type of broadcasting, is what we need today. This is really a chance for you to say, this is important to me, I want more of this, I want to support it, I want to keep it going. And nobody knows about the importance of listener support more than our guest today, Amy Goodman, at Democracy Now! I mean, Amy, you probably more than anyone else have taken listener-sponsored, listener-supported broadcasting as far as it's ever been done in this country.
Well, I'm deeply concerned about supporting these public spaces. Also, I just want to say, listening to your Media Matters Minute, and especially the discussion about VNRs, video news releases, I was just at the Bioneers Conference in San Rafael yesterday in California, and I saw John Stauber there. And it's very significant what's going on. I mean, the reason I support stations like WILL, the reason I support programs like yours and all over the country, we're holding fundraisers for public radio and television, is because they're not bringing you these video news releases. These are frightening times when you have the mass association of Radio Television News Directors Association challenging the report that says they're not even saying you can't run VNRs, video news releases that come from companies, right? It sounds like, it looks like, it smells like a news story, except that it's brought to you by a corporation that is advertising a product. The John Stauber, Diane Farsetta, the group that have done this report are just saying it's got to be labeled. That as viewers, as listeners, we need to know what it is that, who it is that produced this story. I mean, if it's an ad for a pharmaceutical, for a drug, we should know whether it's your local reporter who really did research is bringing you the pros and cons, or if it's brought to you by the drug company itself that is pushing something. I mean, this can be a matter of life and death.
You know, Amy Goodman, just to break in for a second, John Stauber, coincidentally, is our guest next week on Media Matters.
Fantastic.
And he'll have a full hour to talk about this and to weigh in on these issues, and our listeners will have a chance to call in and ask him about it. And as you know, unfortunately, John Stauber is not going to be on MSNBC or CNBC or CNN to talk about video news releases, fake news, and the work that he's done in that regard.
Yeah. Well, he definitely, the whole report, Diane Farsetta, who led that effort in the study of all these newsrooms around the country that are using these as if they're real news pieces, that we spent an hour with them. And interestingly, we also had on someone who has hailed herself and others have hailed her as the queen of VNRs, who has serious questions about it. I think it's just so important that there be independent media, for example, especially in this time of war, that we have media brought to you not by the corporations that profit from war, but by journalists and artists. It's essential. I mean, when you look at, and this is something that we talk about in Static, I wrote it with my brother David Goodman, the reason we call the book Static is in this high-tech digital age with high-definition television, with digital radio, all we get is ever more static, that veil of distortion, lies, misrepresentations, and half-truths that obscure reality, when instead what we should be getting is the dictionary definition of static. That's what the media should be giving. Opposition, criticism, unwanted interference. We need a media that covers power, not covers for power. We need a media that is the fourth estate, not for the state. And we need a media that covers the movements that create static and make history.
And the way you support that sort of media today, you don't have to sit around and wait for the future. You have that power in your hands, listeners. You need to get on the phone, call 217-244-9455, and say, I want to support Media Matters. I want to support a show that lets Amy Goodman come on and talk about her new book, that lets Amy Goodman come on and talk about her views of what's taking place with journalism and politics in this country, a show that let John Stauber come on a week from now. We have lots of guests lined up. Noam Chomsky is going to be joining us on December 3rd. We've already set that up with him. He's eager to come back to our ways. You know, guests like to be on this show. They like to be on it because we have a wonderful listenership and they get a chance to really interact with callers. But to do shows like that, to set this up, to have a producer, to pay the bills, it requires the support of listeners. We need folks to call in. And Amy, I regret to say that we only have one line of our five lines filled now.
Okay. I want to put in a plug here for this broadcast. There are not a lot of shows in this country that take on the issue of media consolidation, that take on where you get your news, how you get your news, and ensuring that there be an independent forum. The media are the most powerful institutions on earth, more powerful than any bomb or missile. The Pentagon's deployed the media. We have to take it back. Please make your call right now. The number to call is 216 216- 844-9455. Let's fill every phone line. It makes a huge difference when you call. As Bob just said, it doesn't matter if you pledge $25 or if you pledge $200. But I'll tell you, if you pledge $200, you're getting an amazing deal. If you're going to get Jeff Cohen's new book, Cable News Confidential, another guy who's not going to be on the corporate networks because he's talking about his misadventures in the corporate media. He worked at MSNBC, he worked at CNN, he worked at Fox, and he's telling tales out of school. You'll get a copy of Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and The People Who Fight Back, the book I wrote with my brother David Goodman. And the other two books?
John Nichols, The Genius of Impeachment, just came out.
Fantastic.
It's a wonderful book. And Inger Stoll's book, Advertising on Trial. So there are four books. They're all brand
new.
And interestingly enough, all four of these authors have been on our show now, including you today, to talk about their books.
And, I mean, think about this. Do your holiday shopping early. You know, you're going to get a collection of four books. Think ahead that you don't end up going out at the last minute to some box store to get a gift you don't care about for someone you do care about. Think ahead. And you're giving the gift that keeps giving. You're supporting Media Matters on WILO. You're making sure WILO continues. That's what you're doing. It's an altruistic act. And you've done some of your holiday shopping for the year. We ask you to go to the phone right now, 216-244-9455. Let's get a bingo. I'd like to hear that ring out through changing hands here in Phoenix, 216-244-9455. Fill the phone lines. Let
Excellent.
Bob know that this is a program that you value. 216-244-9455.
I just have to interject. I think 216 will end you up in Cleveland or Connecticut or someplace like that. 217 is our area code.
217, you can see. I'm not even quite sure what city I'm in.
I know. You've been 80 cities in 71 days.
216-244-9455. At the Bioneers Conference, Bob, yesterday, someone said it's not about where you end up, it's about the journey. And I was just praying, please let it not be about the journey, because my journey is basically I live in airports and on planes. Don't let this be it. Folks, go to your phone right now, 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. Get these four books if you could afford that $200. And when you think about $200, that's still well under $1 a day, and you're keeping WILL on the air around the day, around the week, around the year for someone who can't afford to pledge but listens, and for people who've yet to discover it. You're keeping it alive. Please call right now, 217-244-9455. 244-9455. Pledge what you can. Make a pledge to ensure that other people can continue to hear this broadcast and that Bob's program, Media Matters, that he's been doing now, which is so important, really looking at the media. Media criticism is not big in the corporate media. You could imagine why. Self-reflection is not their forte. We ask you to go to the phone right now and let us know you're there. And yet, they're using public property. These are not just private companies that can do what they want. We are talking about media that's using the most valuable real estate in this country. It's called the public airwaves. We ask you to go to the phone right now and be as generous as you can. Maybe there's someone who could afford a $500 or $1,000 match, and maybe you're going, you have got to be kidding. If I can do $25, I'm lucky. Great. Make the call and make that pledge of $25. 217-244-9455. Make it possible for WILL to continue.
Our guest today on Media Matters, Amy Goodman, who you've just been listening to. I'm Bob McChesney. I'm your host here at WILL AM 580. As you might imagine, if you've been listening for very long, this is our pledge drive day. Please do make the pledge drive. We have four wonderful premiums, one of which is the new book that Amy Goodman co-authored with David Goodman, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and The People Who Fight Back. For a $60 pledge, you can get that or one of the other three books. $200 gets you all four books. Make the pledge for whatever you can. We've got a lot of people I'd like to thank really quickly before we go back to Amy and talk about the book. Kyle Cullivan from Urbana, Kim and Richard Rice from Champaign, Kyle Christensen from Mahomet, Diana Yates from Urbana. And my pronunciations aren't always going to win the gold medal. Sarabjit Dhawan from McLean, Virginia. Thank you, McLean, Virginia. There we go. Mark Hopkins from Champaign. Michael and Carol Stewart from Champaign. Gretchen Klein from Champaign. Champaign's having a run now after sort of being in a slump there.
We're going to have a Champaign party here.
Well, Urbana was kicking tail. I mean, Urbana was clobbering Champaign, but now Champaign's coming back. Helen Peterson from Urbana. Thank you, Helen. Ken Green from Saybrook, Illinois. Mike Weishar from Savoy, Illinois.
Wow.
Stephen Zimmerman from Champaign. And Sharon Shavit, thank you so much, Sharon, a colleague of mine here at the University. Steve as well, thank you so much from Champaign for joining us and making those calls today.
See, we had to even up because I live in Champaign. You live in Urbana. We've got to get it equal here.
That's
Amy,
right.
It's Jay Pierce, and I just wanted to tell you, I gave my mother-in-law your book, and she devoured it. I don't even think it took her 2 days. She couldn't
wow.
put it just could not put it down. And I know she read it because I read it first, and she was bringing up individual little pieces. She was just so excited about it.
Wow.
It
so was, this has also was, done well in cementing family relations?
There you go.
Well, that's another reason to give to WILL because you can get Amy's book and
exactly.
improve relations with mom.
There you are. So it makes a good gift. I'll vouch for that.
Now, if people just want to get one book, how much would they pledge?
It's a $60 pledge for one of the four.
$60 pledge and a year-long membership to WILL?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, please go to the phone. Fill the phone lines. I would love to hear a bingo here in Phoenix. I'd like to know that that's happening in Champaign-Urbana. We ask you to go to the phone right now, 217-244-9455. And also know that when you ring that telephone at the tally room at WILL, you are ringing for freedom of the media, and the signal goes far. You protect the broadcast signal, but it sends a signal to the corporate media that you want something different. It's about supporting independent media, but it's also, well, I call it trickle-up journalism. That's what we engage in. And it is sending a strong message that you want something else from them as well. You want something other than the tired, small circle of pundits who know so little about so much, explaining the world to us and getting it so wrong. It's their responsibility to bring out the full diversity of voices. I travel around this country, and it is stunning the level of expertise in every community that we are losing when the corporate media just beats the drums for war. Please call right now, 217-244-9455.
And we've got a few more people to thank, Amy. We've got Gregory Martell from Urbana, Jonathan and Mary Lee Milton from Urbana, Ellen and Gabriel Solis from Urbana. Urbana is making a comeback here. Belden Fields and Jane Maras from Urbana. Belden, thank you so much. Jane, thank you. P. Jill Frick from Toronto, Canada, a Canadian. And that's quite an honor to get a Canadian to call in. Al and Mina Heckman.
I'm going to Canada next week, and we're going to Vancouver and Victoria.
Okay, well, terrific. And maybe you're going to go to Toronto?
I don't think we're going to Toronto, but it's on our website, democracynow.org. People can check out the many city tour.
Okay. And Robert Whitman from Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you so much, Robert Whitman. And Karen Fresco from Urbana. So we're halfway, I'm told, 50 callers to our 100-caller goal. We've got 34 minutes left. We've got Amy Goodman joining us on the air today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney. Amy is the co-author of the terrific new book, Static: Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. And you can get a copy of this book or one of our other three premium books for a $60 pledge. You can get all four for $200. The other books are John Nichols, The Genius of Impeachment, Jeff Cohen's Cable News Confidential, and Inger Stoll's Advertising on Trial. Amy, if you look at the news today, you cover the news, you probably are immersed in the events of the day as much as any person I know. What do you think the biggest story that's missing in the mainstream media that you're covering and that you're seeing take place in the news right now?
Oh, my God. Let me count the different stories that are missing. One, it's always about media consolidation because the media is so busy behind the scenes reading briefs to writing briefs together. They seem like competitors, but the networks write them together to further media consolidation. But the other one is, I mean, we live in a time of war, and so war is the most important issue of the day. I do think media monopoly and militarism, by the way, go hand in hand. But as I travel around the country, the level of resistance within the military, from the top to the bottom, is stunning. I mean, I was in Salt Lake City, and I met a man named Sergeant Marshall Thompson. He was the editor of the Anaconda Times, that's the biggest base in Iraq, and he interviewed thousands of soldiers, he himself is a sergeant, and he said they're overwhelmingly opposed to war. He comes home to the reddest state in the country, that is Utah, the most pro-Bush state in the country, and he says, what can I do? He feels it's wrong, too, and he and his wife decide to walk across Utah. He has a website. It's just got a picture of a soldier's boots, and it's called asoldierspeace.org. And Marshall is walking across the state of Utah, and we rarely see this covered. You know, the other week I was invited on the Colbert Report.
I saw that.
It was a pretty unusual experience, I have to say.
I can imagine.
But he asked me, Stephen Colbert said, you know, what about the so-called peace movement, whatever. And I thought, you know, I think this is the best way to talk about it, the soldiers who are saying no. And I talked about Sergeant Marshall Thompson. And then I was in San Francisco Airport headed to Ashland, Oregon, and I was delayed, and my phone was dying, and I get this last call before it dies. And it's a crackly phone sound, and a guy gets on. He says, hello, Amy, this is Marshall. I said, Marshall who? He said, Sergeant Marshall Thompson. I said, oh, my goodness. He said, I cannot believe you said my name on national television. I said, where are you? He said, he's walking across Utah. His father is the former mayor of Logan, Utah. And to have, just to name names and to tell stories is a revolutionary act in a time when the media refuses to bring out these stories that are not the views of a fringe minority, not even the views of a silent majority, but the views of a silenced majority, silenced by the corporate media. It's these stories. When I was in Seattle, Washington, at Town Hall, among those who spoke that night was Lieutenant Aaron Watata. He's the first officer to say no to deployment to Iraq. You should have heard when he stood up, the applause was thunderous, almost frightening. He had come out of he was very isolated in the military community, comes out into civilian society. He cannot believe the response. And just the day before, he'd been hit with the fourth charge of conduct unbecoming an officer because he'd spoken out at the annual meeting of the Veterans for Peace Convention in Seattle. Conduct unbecoming. If we lived in a just society, who would be charged with conduct unbecoming? Folks, go to your phone right now. We need a free media. We need an independent media. We need public media preserved. And that's what you do when you call in 217-244-9455. In Static, in our book, we have a chapter on anti-warriors, on these soldiers around this country who are risking everything, who are going to jail, who are going to Canada, who are being confined to bases because they're saying, I want to serve this country, but I don't think Iraq is serving this country. Folks, we ask you to go to the phone right now, 217-244-9455.
Our guest today on Media Matters, Amy Goodman, who you've just been listening to. I'm Bob McChesney, your host. This is our special, once every 6 months or so, time we come to you, Pledge Drive. We need your support. The phone lines are wide open right now. The operators are in there playing canasta. I don't know what they're doing, gymnastics, but they're not answering the phones because no one's calling in. We have a goal of 100 callers for this program today. We are about the halfway point. The number here, 217-244-9455. We've got tremendous books as premiums. This money goes to pay for bringing guests like Amy Goodman on the air. So we can afford to have her join us for this time. We can have a producer who can set it up. We can have an engineer work the table every week to work our board so we can do programs like this, pay the electric bill. We rely on listeners to give us the independence to do this show so we don't have to go to get an underwriter. We don't have to seek advertising. So we get the support so WILL can stay on the air. It takes $100 an hour to run WILL radio, $100. So if everyone could chip in and just do an hour between us, we could cover the station and then some. But that's money that we need. The bills have to be paid. And you've got to call 217-244-9455. Say, I want to support Media Matters. I'm going to give my $60 pledge. I'm going to pick one of these four tremendous books, including Amy Goodman and David Goodman's bestseller, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and People Who Fight Back. You know, Amy, it's only something like 10% of people who listen to Media Matters or any show, probably even Democracy Now!, who actually make pledges when the time comes. And
that's right. In public radio, that's it, like 10% of people. I'd love to change this formula, and I think we can do it.
Yeah,
we ask
it's
you to
crucial.
Go to the phone. As Bob was saying, it doesn't matter how much you pledge, just pledge. I'd like to see 30% of people who listen. You know, some people can't afford it. And for you, if you can't afford it, just keep on listening and tell your friends about it. But if you can afford it, we ask you to make the call now. Sometimes it's just getting over the inertia, and it's a Sunday, and you're thinking, why? Well, make this Sunday a great Sunday. Start by engaging in this charitable act. You're making you're supporting a nonprofit institution. It's tax deductible if you need that. We ask you to call right now. It's just going to make the day better. And you've given a gift to the whole community when you support WILL, when you support Media Matters. So send the signal that you're willing to protect this signal. 217-244-9455. Be as generous as you can. Again, $200 gets you four books and the year. year-long membership to WILL. Please call right now. If you pledge $60, you get one of the books. Please call and let us know that you are there, that you're willing to stand up for independent media. Please call right now. You know, the beginning of our book, Static, our first chapter is called Outlaw Nation. And you're always concerned when you write a book that, oh, by the time it comes out, it's going to be outdated. I feel like we're writing the headlines of today. We begin with the story of Maher Arar. You may know of him, you may not. In this country, hardly known in Canada, his name is a household word.
In fact, I learned about it through Democracy Now!
Yeah, I mean, we have followed him for years, and now, most recently, he was awarded the Letelier-Moffitt Award from the Institute for Policy Studies. But he's a guy who, in 2002, he's a Canadian citizen, coming through Kennedy Airport, he is picked up by U.S. authorities, held for 2 weeks in a U.S. jail, and then he is sent off, not back to Canada, where he's lived for decades, but to Syria. He had been born there. He left when he was 17 with his family, fled. He didn't serve in the army. He said, don't send me to Syria. If you send me to Syria, I will be surely tortured. And sure enough, he was put in a grave-like cell. He was held for 10 months and 10 days. He was tortured. He was interrogated. And as inexplicably as he was taken, he was released and sent home without charge to Canada, a broken man. And now in the last few weeks, a Canadian Judicial Commission has come out completely exonerating Maher Arar and slamming the U.S. government for engaging in this. Well, it's an extraordinary term. It's called extraordinary rendition, which is White House for kidnapping. That's right. We know it from disappearing people in the 80s in Latin America. This is what is coming to represent America to the rest of the world, and that is frightening. That decreases our national security. How can it be that kidnapping, torture, death, illegal detention, that these are the practices that are coming to represent us? Because what's so frightening about this, aside from the morality of this, the lack of morality, is what happens when an American citizen, American soldier, an American official is captured somewhere in the world, and the captors say, we're going to do it the American way. No, I think America is better than this. We must know the stories so we can decide what is done in our name. Please call right now. That's how we begin Static. That's how we begin the first chapter, Outlaw Nation. It is very critical we have a media that tells the truth.
You know, Amy Goodman, there's also a website folks can go to, which is the university's website for the station, will.uiuc.edu/Media Matters. And if you go to our show, there'll be a link there. You click on it, you can pick from the four books. You can read about the four books, which include your book with David Goodman, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. We need folks to call in. The lines are open. Or go to the website, especially those of you, Amy, I know you've experienced this. We have an enormous audience now through podcasting, much larger than our actual listening audience. But our listeners are the ones who are paying the freight. They're doing all the pledging right now from Champaign, from Urbana, from Mount Carmel, Illinois. Excuse me. Excuse me one second. Let me thank a few people while I'm at it. Bill Burkett from Mount Carmel, Enid Bell from Champaign, James Iman from Urbana, Robert and Jerry Kirshner from Urbana, Philip and Lee Ellen Salter from Urbana, and Suzanne, and I apologize, Suzanne, Lachel from Champaign as well, and I do apologize. Thank you all so much.
May not be able to pronounce the names, but we do know how to say one thing, and that is thank you.
That's for darn sure. And the number here, 217-244-9455. As you travel around the country, Amy Goodman, you travel around, you're on this 80-city tour now, supporting your new book and talking about Democracy Now! With people around North America. What is your sense of, if you turn on talk radio in this country still or go to cable news, you would think the range of sort of political opinion in this country is fairly narrow and fairly conventional and obsessed with spin. What is your sense when you talk to people about what the mood of this country is?
Oh, that people deeply care everywhere. I mean, that is the strongest sense that I get. And that people are working in all of their communities doing things. I was in Sarasota, Florida, not far from where President Bush was reading My Pet Goat on September 11, 2001. And I was at New College, and a boy was there standing, waiting to come into the talk, I went up to him, and he was wearing a military uniform. He was 15 years old. He goes to Sarasota Military Academy, which is a high school. And I asked him what he was doing there. He said, well, I don't miss a Democracy Now!, so why would I miss this talk? And I asked him, does he have these kind of conversations in his school? He said, all the time. And I said, and what are your teachers, the officers, what do they think? He said, oh, most of them agree with me. He said, most of them are opposed. Think about this. I mean, what is even happening in military circles is broader than what is happening in the corporate media today. You just had the executive editor of the New York Times, right, Bill Keller, who spoke at the University of Michigan and said the Times did get it wrong leading up to the invasion. Well, folks, that is not enough to say that or to have a box on page A10 that, like the Times did on the Times in Iraq, sort of going through some of their articles, not naming names and saying maybe they got it wrong, as they continually, week after week in the lead-up to the invasion, alleged weapons of mass destruction. Yes, Judith Miller, the national security correspondent for the Times at the time, she writes the pieces, but she doesn't place them on the front page. It's the entire institution that made those decisions, and it really matters, because when the Times, the paper of record, takes this kind of stand, makes these kind of false arguments, acts as a conveyor belt for the lies of the administration, the lies take lives. Now, if this were being corrected now, that would be one thing, but you see it happening all over again with Iran. I really encourage people to read Cy Hirsch's piece, the Seymour Hersh Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who writes for The New Yorker, who has really been focused on Iran right now and saying, I mean, not only are U.S. military covert operations going on in Iran, but the evidence for WMD is not there, and many people within the military are saying this, and within intelligence. Folks, we need a media that is not there just to serve, and I won't even say the Bush administration, because we're talking about a political consensus that's frightening in Washington. Democrats run scared, and so they run into the Republicans' arms and they vote together. It is very important that we have a media that is not party to the parties and is not going to the parties of either party, that is truly independent. It's absolutely critical. We ask you to call right now and let us know that you're there. We want to fill every phone line. And if there's someone who could pledge a matching fund of, say, $500 or $1,000, maybe you could do it. I don't know if it's possible. But WILL doesn't take the money unless they match it dollar for dollar by other dollars. And you'll be encouraging other people to call. But please go to the phone right now. And whatever level you could pledge, if you could do $60, you'll get a copy of Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back, as we take on torture, kidnapping, illegal wiretapping, that's another whole story, propaganda, spies in the newsrooms, oil profiteers, soldiers who are refusing to fight, mothers of fallen soldiers who are fighting. Please call right now and let us know that you are there. The number is 217-244-9455. Fill every phone line, 217-244-9455. Make the call that makes the difference. You know, Bob, one chapter we have in the book is very interesting, and in doing the research for this really surprised me. And this was a chapter called The Mighty Wurlitzer. Mm-hmm. And it's about the cozy relationship the corporate media has had with the Central Intelligence Agency for decades. It's a truly astounding story. From the 50s to 70s, more than 400 American journalists secretly carried out assignments for the CIA. The program was referred to as Operation Mockingbird. It reached its peak in the 60s with the CIA's propaganda network, which included more than 800 news and public information organizations and individuals. It was exposed well in 1977 by Carl Bernstein, you know, who did the expose for the Washington Post on mm-hmm. Watergate with Woodward. Mm-hmm. And it says, among the chief executives who helped the CIA were William Paley of CBS, Henry Luce of Time, Arthur Sulzberger of the New York Times, Barry Bingham Singer of the Louisville Courier-Journal, James Copley of the Copley News Service, the leading TV networks including ABC and NBC, the wire services, AP, UPI, Reuters, along with Hearst Newspapers, Scripps Howard, Newsweek, the Miami Herald, the Saturday Evening Post, all had dealings with the spy agency. The CIA's most valuable associations were the New York Times, CBS, and Time. We need a media that is independent. It is as simple as that. And it takes courage and it takes your support.
You know,
please
Amy,
call right now.
Amy Goodman, our guest today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, and I think she's making the eloquent plea we are all making to you today, which is we need your support at WILL, at Media Matters. We have to say to this station, to this community, that we support this type of radio broadcasting. We have phenomenal premiums for you today if you call in at 217-244 9455, including Amy Goodman and David Goodman's brand new book, Static, the New York Times bestseller. Also, Jeff Cohen's book, Cable News Confidential, John Nichols' new book, The Genius of Impeachment, and Inger Stoll's new book, Advertising on Trial. You can have all four of those for $200, any, your choice of any of the four for $60. Please do call in. This is the time of year. We're not going to be doing this again. But when you support us for 6 months or so, when you support us now, then you can go back and relax, and you can listen to John Stauber next week. You can listen to Noam Chomsky December 3rd. You can listen to the type of guests we feature here, where you get a chance to really hear people lay out their arguments, their views, without being yelled at and screamed at, where you can call in and have questions and listen to thoughtful answers that aren't cut off for commercial interruptions. We have now a few more people to thank for calling in and pledging. I'd like to add your name, too, if you haven't called in yet. You don't have to have your name right over there if you prefer not to. But for those keeping score at home, Champaign is making a move on Urbana, but Urbana is holding tight. Bob Ilias from Champaign, good work for calling in. David Sutton and Nancy Hank Sutton from Champaign, also two more Champaign votes. But Urbana, wow, bottom of the inning, Urbana at the plate. Robert Wengronowitz from Urbana, a student member. Thank you, Robert. We've got a student member there. We've got Pat and Mike Marlowe from Urbana. And we have Alp, Sir, oh boy, Sir Alp, I like you a lot. Alp S, Alp Sahirligu from Urbana. And,
thank you, thank you, thank you. We can pronounce that.
Yeah, that we can pronounce. Thank you so much, all of you. Amy Goodman, our guest today. We've got about 15 minutes left. We need 40 calls in 15 minutes. That means one every 15 seconds. Or go to the website, WILL.UIUC.EDU/Media Matters. Click through there. You can read about the four books, especially those of you out of town. As we've talked about, Amy, we only get about 10% of our regular listeners, and now we're the top-rated show in the community for this hour from 1 to 2 every Sunday. We're getting less than 10% calling in to say, we support this show. We want to keep it independent on the air. We support WILL. We don't need to increase our listenership. We've got a big listenership in the community right now to support this station, to support this show. We just need more of the people listening to say, okay, I'm going to take responsibility. I can afford it. I can step forward and give a $60 pledge. I can keep this show in the air. It costs $100 an hour to run WILL Radio. They pay $200,000 a year from the national programming they put in the air. That's hard money that has to go out. That requires the support of listeners locally to help pick up the tab. And I think that there's no one who's a better testament to the importance of independent media. Amy, when you were giving that story about the soldier who came to your talk in Sarasota, the young kid who's at the military school.
15 years old.
What's striking is that he got exposed to these ideas listening to Democracy Now! If your show hadn't been there, who knows if he and his friends in school would have even been talking about these
issues.
You know,
it's so interesting you say that, because when I was at the Bioneers Conference, a man came up to me and he was crying and he said, thank you for allowing me and my mother to have a conversation. And I was so touched by this. He said that we have found common ground now, just by listening together and having conversations. Folks, we ask you to go to the phone. When you think about the chatter, the garbage, the lies that are spewed from the national treasure that is the public airwaves, we've got to counter it. We've got to take our media back. You know, I was just in San Francisco, and I was telling the story of this Iraqi architect named Ed Gerard, who lives in this country now in San Francisco, actually just moved to D.C. And he was flying from Kennedy Airport to San Francisco. He was getting on the plane on JetBlue, but then he was stopped by JetBlue and TSA employees in Kennedy in New York. And they said he couldn't get on the plane wearing his T-shirt. His T-shirt was black and had white letters that said, "We will not be silent." And he said, "Well, what's wrong with that?" They said, "It's threatening." He said, "What's threatening about we will not be silent?" They said, "It's not the English, it's the Arabic script above it." He said, "That's just Arabic for we will not be silent." And they said that wearing a T-shirt with Arabic script onto an American plane today is like walking into a bank with a T-shirt that said, "I am a robber."
Wow.
And he then wanted to argue. He tried, but he didn't want to risk perhaps being deported. So then, well, we called the TSA. They said it was a JetBlue employee who went and got him a T-shirt, bought him one. I don't know if it said New York or I love New York, and forced him to put it on over the one he was wearing. So that's how he goes to San Francisco. And we ran with the story. And a day later, some women came into our studio, and they were all wearing this T-shirt that said, "We will not be silent." And I asked where they were headed. They said to the airport. And they asked where
That's
they were going.
Terrific.
It didn't matter. They were just getting on planes.
That's terrific.
It was amazing. And you think about this, folks. What the media does is it means that we stand together. We don't have to agree with each other. But we have to stand together to make it more difficult to target anyone. And just the end of the story is when they came back from challenging high-flying profiling, I had one of them on, Lori Arbiter, who'd actually given Riot the T-shirt. And she gave it to him. She's been making them since the third anniversary of the invasion. It's amazing to think we've been involved in Iraq longer than the U.S. was in World War II. But she gave him the T-shirt, and now they're doing a brisk business in T-shirts because this got all over the media, Raed's story, and NBC, ABC, The Evening News. We broke the story. They didn't credit us, but that's okay because our philosophy at Democracy Now! Is steal the story, please. We call it trickle-up journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But she came on the show. They're now selling thousands of these T-shirts, and they're translating them into all different languages, Hebrew, Farsi, Arabic, French, Spanish, now in the original German. Why German? It comes from the White Rose Collective of World War II. Brother and sister Hans and Sophie Scholl, who together with other Germans, professors and students, thought, what can we do in the face of the Nazi atrocity? And they decided the best they can do is give out information so Germans would never be able to say, we didn't know. And they started giving out pamphlets. One of them said at the bottom, we will not be silent. Hans and Sophie and the others in the collective were arrested, they were tried, they were convicted, and they were beheaded. But that philosophy, that motto, should be the Hippocratic oath of the media today. We will not be silent. Please support media, like Bob McChesney's Media Matters, that goes to where the silence is. It is absolutely important today. Please make that call right now, 217-244-9455.
And the phone lines are wide open here, unfortunately. Please do call in at 217-244-9455. We still need 30 calls to reach our target of 100 that's been given by the station to Media Matters. Please do make that call. We have tremendous books, including Amy Goodman and David Goodman's brand new book, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back. Also, Jeff Cohen's book, Cable News Confidential. Jeff was on the show earlier. He was a guest on the program a few weeks ago. John Nichols' new book, The Genius of Impeachment. John, too, on the show in the first hour today and a guest a few weeks ago.
Please call.
And please do call 217-244-9455. Give what you can. Again, they only count the number of callers. If you can't afford $60, $25 gets you a student membership if you're a student. Give whatever you can. Just show that you support this sort of radio. We know we have a large listenership, but now we need you to step forward and out of the shadows and say, I'm not only listening, I'm participating, I'm contributing. I want to be part of WIL AM 580. I want to support Media Matters. Make that call right now. If you do call, if you want to listen to Amy talk, for the remainder of the show, and you don't want to call in so you'll miss anything Amy might say, you can call. The volunteers will be here offering the pledges after the 2 o'clock hour, as long as people are calling. But please make the call now, 217-244-9455. We've got to make up a lot of ground. I know you're out there. We need your support. Amy, what do you think going forward in terms of media in this country? Do you think the Internet is going to radically transform our system for the better?
Say that again.
Do you think the Internet is changing our media system, is going to change it for the better so we can basically it'll solve the problems we're facing?
I think that the Internet is absolutely critical in getting information. And what's frightening right now is that net neutrality, the term that's being used for keeping the Internet open and free, is being threatened, which is why it's so critical that the telecoms and the cable companies not be able to write legislation in Washington and then Congress members vote it through. Internet is very important. It is not alone. I do still think newspapers and radio and television are these broadcasts are absolutely critical. I think also, when people say then the executives get the message it's just because Internet is just changing the whole landscape, I think also people are sick and tired of being fed misinformation, which is why they turn to other places, and that they would also watch and listen to the regular broadcasts if they believed in them, if they didn't lose faith in them. But yes, the Internet is critical. It's our way of communicating with people all over the world so that an untouchable woman in a lower caste woman in India could have a website if we didn't have the digital divide that we could access immediately in the same way you could go to any large website, although that's being threatened now with the whole challenge on net neutrality.
We've already done at least one show on net neutrality here on Media Matters, and we've talked about it on numerous shows, both sort of the broad theoretical concerns and the specific political fight going on in Washington and around the nation surrounding net neutrality. as we speak. And just as a point of information, this Wednesday, the 25th of October, there will be a public forum on net neutrality here in Urbana at the Independent Media Center right there in downtown Urbana in the old post office. I think it's at 7 o'clock. You should check the listings for sure. But there will be some terrific people there, including Victor Picard, who was once the producer of Media Matters and knows a great deal about the subject, as well as representatives of both congressional candidates. I think David Gill, the Democrat, will actually be there in person. I don't know if Tim Johnson's going to make it, but he'll have a rep there if he is not there. So please go to the IMC. But this is an issue, again, Amy, that we're covering here that's not getting covered hardly anywhere else in the media except Democracy Now! and a few other places like Bill Moyers on public broadcasting.
Right. He just did that very good documentary last week.
And our guest, Amy Goodman, we're in the final throes of the pledge drive today on October 22nd on WILL AM 580. We need folks to call in the
phone
lines.
Please go to the phone.
We've got another 11 minutes. They've given us a five-minute extension. I think the station manager, Jay Pierce, saw me desperate here that we're failing to get to our 100. We need you to step forward. If you've been listening to the show, if you support the sort of radio, having guests like Amy Goodman, Jeff Cohen, Janine Jackson, John Nichols, Noam Chomsky, John Stauber, if these are the sort of people you want to hear, you want to have them on the air for an hour to really talk and lay out their ideas without having someone yell and scream at them or ridicule them or breaking for commercials, this is your chance. This is the sort of way to step forward. Yeah, this is the sort of radio I want. And just imagine a world where this show didn't exist, where WILL AM 580 didn't exist. Do the taste test. Head down the dial. See what your choices are. And then come back here. And I got a feeling you're going to call up. You're going to call 217-244-9455. Say, yeah, I think I'm going to make that call. Give whatever you can. You can't give $200. Don't give $200. Give what you can. We count the numbers. Whatever support you give is appreciated. It's beloved. It's welcome. But if you do give a $60 pledge, you're going to get a copy of your choice of four great books, including Amy Goodman's terrific new book with David Goodman, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back.
Please call. Let us know you're there. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. You know, Bob, I have my email up, and an email just came in as I was telling you the We Will Not Be Silent story of Ed Gerard, and people must have been shaking their heads and saying, oh, come on, he's wearing this T-shirt, he's not allowed on the plane, get this. A woman was just on, Ed just sent me this, a woman was just on the Staten Island Ferry, and police came up to her, and Coast Guard, and told her she would have to take off the T-shirt that she was wearing. She was wearing a We Will Not Be Silent T-shirt. And they used the JetBlue incident to justify banning this T-shirt. This is very serious. Media has to be on the forefront of defending free speech in this country. Again, when being told that if you wear something that has Arabic script on it, we have to challenge racial profiling. And this is what, linguistic profiling. You can ask Noam Chomsky about that when you have him on. Mm-hmm. But it has to be challenged. There is too much at stake right now. You know, I was invited on MSNBC after Ra'ed's story went big, and they asked me, in these dangerous times, don't we need racial profiling? And I said, actually, just the opposite, because if we engage in it, we're going to miss the next Timothy McVeigh, right? And whoever said in 1995, when the whole thing went down with the Oklahoma City bombing, and it was clear he'd worked with other people, that we should round up every blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white Christian man in this country? Of course not. Because if you believe in law and order, and this is where I think the conservative and liberal lines are breaking down, you believe that if there is evidence against someone, it should be compiled, they should be charged, they should be tried, and if found guilty, punished. What is this country coming to? These are the questions that have to be asked in the media, in the corporate and in the independent media. What is this country coming to represent? And we need a free media in order to really take up this challenge, not an embedded media that has taken the media to an all-time low, the embedding process. Folks, we ask you to go to the phone in these last few minutes. Let's see if we can break the sound barrier together and if we can break a record in ensuring that Bob McChesney's program continues and gets the support that it needs so that WILL can continue. Please make that call right now, 217-244-9455. Please fill every phone line. Whatever you can do counts. We are counting on you to pick up that phone. You're not off the hook till you take it off the hook, folks. Go to the phone right now, 217-244-9455. And again, if you'd like to get a copy of Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and the People Who Fight Back, pledge $60, or get Jeff Cohen's book, Cable News Confidential. It is a fascinating look. I mean, you know, I was on MSNBC on the 10th anniversary of Chris Matthews' show and the 10th anniversary of MSNBC.com a few months ago. And when all the executives were partying at the top of the Rock, that's Rockefeller Center, Chris Matthews came to New York for this big 10th anniversary celebration. And when they came out of commercial, they said to Chris, say that the execs are there and that they're partying and celebrating. I couldn't help but say on the broadcast, you know, I congratulate you, Chris, for 10 years, but I think it's a real shame that Phil Donahue is not standing with you right now, that he's not standing with you celebrating 10 years of MSNBC. But he was axed from the network, even though his show was the most popular before the invasion, because he dared to bring on guests who were opposed to war. A secret NBC memo came out right before the invasion, right after Donahue was axed, saying they didn't want this program that was bringing on anti-war views to be the flagship program of their network. Folks, we ask you to go to the phone right now. Chris Matthews was shocked. He didn't say anything after I said that because I was saying it on the air, and the executives were right there, and they were all watching the broadcast. But I think it's critical that we challenge these executives who are running networks that are not serving the public good when they axe the views of not a fringe minority, but the majority of people in this country. Please call right now, 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. Please make the call that makes a difference. Get all four books, and you will not have to go out shopping right before the holidays. You will be getting gifts of meaning. You'll give books for holidays that Bob has offered that really can change the world. And you'll be supporting WILL so that it continues and Bob McChesney can do the work that he continues to do on Media Matters. Please make that call right now, 217-244-9455, and be as generous as you possibly can.
You know, Amy, we've just broke through the 80 mark. I think we're in the 80s now. They've given us a 4.5-minute extension. While you were talking about that email you got, I got an email handed to me. Last week, our guest on Media Matters was Jonathan Adelstein, the SEC commissioner, who is almost never talked to by the press. I mean, he's unknown to the general public. We had him on for a full hour where he talked candidly about media ownership, about media mergers, about net neutrality, the future of the Internet. And we had a letter from Georgia from a professor down there congratulating WILL and carrying this interview and saying now that he's learned so much, he's going to get involved with these issues. But again, Jonathan Adelstein was really quite candid about what was going on there, and urging people to get involved. We had no trouble getting an interview with him because no one ever asked to interview him. It was quite striking. And that's the sort of program we're trying to do here. But to do that, we need your support. We need you to call in. We need to say, this is the sort of radio I want. 217-244-9455. Make your pledge. $60 gets you one of these four great books, including Amy Goodman and David Goodman's wonderful new book, Static, Government Liars, Media Cheerleaders, and The People Who Fight Back. Amy, what's next on your itinerary after Phoenix?
I head back to New York tomorrow night. I'll be in New York and then next weekend heading to all through Washington State and also going up to Canada. People in Canada also care a great deal. You know, folks, we have to break down the boundaries, challenge the borders that divide us from the rest of the world. Again, living in this globalized world, how is it possible that we are so isolated when it comes to information in this country? One of the things we do on Democracy Now! Is often have on international journalists, because while their stories make headlines around the world, somehow we don't hear a peep from them in this country. And we have to challenge all of that. We ask you to go to the phone right now and let us know that you are there. We got to break the sound barrier together. It truly is a matter of life and death, especially when we talk about issues of war and peace, when we talk about Afghanistan, when we talk about Iraq, when we talk about Iran. We got to talk about this in a global discussion, and that is the power of the media, that is the promise of the media, and it also shows how important it is to have media that tells the truth in this country, and how the media has failed, except independent media, which is really on the move, and that's what you're supporting right now. Please go to the phone, 217-244-9455. Whatever you can do, that call that you make to WILL is a ring for freedom of the media. It is a signal that you're willing to support this broadcast signal, and a signal to the rest of the media. Because remember, we come from the most powerful country on earth. Every act you engage in like the act of just making that phone call to support public media in this country, has a ripple effect all over the world. And people can listen to this show all over the world just by going to the podcast of Media Matters. It really does matter, folks. Please make that call. If you ever didn't feel needed, you're needed now. Go to the phone, 217-244-9455.
Amy Goodman, you're just a wonderful person for joining us today for the last hour. I mean, I'm one of the people, because I know your operation, I know how hard you work. I'm in awe of what you accomplished, but you know, you're tireless. But to take an hour from your time, I hope the listeners at WILL appreciate that. You know, you would be the one person I could think of who'd be justified. Say, look, I'm going to go swimming for an hour, or I'm going to take a nap, or I'm going to watch, you know, a movie. You are tireless, and that you would take an hour to come to talk to the listeners of Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, to talk about the importance of WILL AM58, to talk about the importance of this show. Means a great deal to me personally, and I think it means a great deal to everyone in the studio today who's been listening with rapt attention to the words as you've been saying them.
Well, as you know, Bob, I am a fierce critic of pool reporting, so how could I go swimming?
Well, Amy Goodman, thank you so much on that note. For joining us today and for all the work you've been doing.
We'll see you in Memphis.
And we'll see you in Memphis in January at the next media conference, and we'll be talking about that, of course, on the show, too. So thanks you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks so much to the listeners. Keep the phone calls coming in, folks. If you haven't called, well, there's still a chance. So let's go out with that number. It's the mantra. It's the lifeline for Media Matters and WILL, 217-244-9455.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Amy Goodman, of course, joining us for the last hour, very generously exhorting us all of us in the listening audience and in Podcastville and the Internet, to call 217-244-9455. I'm Bob McChesney. I've been your host for the last 2 hours. Jay Pierce has been working the board. Camilla Kovacs has been our producer, sitting in this week for Andrew Boyle, who's on the road doing some field work. And everyone down here is working their butts off. We have a lot of wonderful operators who have been answering the calls. They're still there. Keep calling. If you want to call in the next few minutes and still get one of those pledge books, you can do so. They'll be waiting. We've got another show to go to momentarily. I will be back 166 hours or 8 because of the time change a week from today with John Stauber talking about his new book. Until then, thank you so much for your support, and I'll see you then.